Hello. Hola. Bonjour. What's up, everybody? What is up? What is good? It is Unique here, and I am back. You know, I'm trying to keep it consistent. Well, I am going to be consistent and, you know, get on myself and make sure I get these out and rolling because I love doing this. And yeah, man, we just gonna get it started for sure. So like I said last episode, that I'm gonna try to be more structured with my episodes. But yeah, there's gonna be moments where I just rant about stuff, you know what I mean, what's going on in the world and all that jazz. But we're gonna get right into it. We're gonna get right into the random fact. Okay, honey is the only natural food that is made without destroying any kind of life. That's kind of cool, right? The praying mantis is the only insect that could turn its head. Right? Cool. Right? I don't know. When I, like, learn random stuff, like, I'm like, oh, that's dope. Okay. And I get really excited. So, and I like to tell other people about this joy. And I want other people to know this. Maybe you guys know it. Maybe you guys don't. But you learn something new today. Okay. Let me stop. All right. So, today we're gonna talk about dating. Oh my gosh. Let me say this again. Dating. Single life. / dating today. you hear my frustration? Like, my frustration is dating today is like, I don't even know what it is. It's like, what is this? Why is this happening? Why? Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's interesting because I'm confused at times. It's a lot of wasted time, unfulfilled promises, a lot of, again, what is this? Dating in this day and age, you'll be lucky if, like, you'd be lucky to get, like, more than 5 dates with the person. I mean, if you get a significant other, if you get a partner off of dating, salute to you, man. Salute to you. Or I shouldn't say man, because now there's just so much terms on it. Salute to you. Just salute to you, because it is so much what the flub happening here. And it gets kind of annoying. So I've been single. Let me see. I've been in relationships. I've been in 3 relationships. And I've been single twice as an adult, I believe. Yeah. So, dating in LA. LA is a very metropolitan city, a very melting pot city. But it's filled with, it's not really filled with that much language as New York City is. LA is filled with transplant in the United States. Like, you will have people who are out of the country who come and live there too, but it's not as much as New York City. But dating in a city like LA is like, you're in a candy store as like a kid, you know? You come in this candy store and you see so many options. You don't know where to go. You don't know where to start. So you're like, oh my gosh, you're just amazed by everything you see. Everything is so beautiful, and it just like, it looks like it smells good and it tastes good. That's what she said. But yeah, all of that stuff. But once you really get down to it, you're just like, what? This is fake. This is whack. This is not even real. You don't even taste good. That's what she said. Or he, or they. You're breaking apart. All this stuff. You stink. Like, all this stuff. It's wild, man. I get frustrated. I'm frustrated. I'm just frustrated, like, with people. I'm frustrated with the dating scene now. And just, like, how everything is just fake or political. Or it's just like, oh, I'm just gonna, like, I'm gonna give you my number, but then I'm gonna forget that I have a significant other the next time, like, when you text me. Oh, I forgot I had a significant other. I'm sorry. I'm like, what? How did you forget you had a significant... Like, this person didn't say they forgot, but they're like, oh, I have a person, blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, first of all, how did you forget you had a whole partner when you gave me, like, your number? Like, you know, it was annoying. Or you just have people, well, you have people who would say, like, yeah, of course. They'll have you go out of, like, your way. You will, like, create these, like, hangout times, these dates, these moments to meet up. And they will literally lie and say, yeah, I'm on my way. Yeah, I'm on my way. And I'll check, like, hey, where are you? Oh, yeah, I'm on my way. I'm in traffic. Oh, man. And then next time I hit them up, like, hey, where are you? Oh, there was an accident on Florence or something. I'm like, okay. And then, like, in 20 minutes, I hit her up. She's like, oh, hey, I'm not coming. Yeah, I didn't leave. I'm like, yo, shorty, why did you lie in the first place? That's, like, so annoying. So freaking annoying. And I know you guys are probably wondering, like, dang, Unique, who hurt you? Everyone. No, I was kidding. But I'm really frustrated with the dating scene. And it just has me thinking, like, I don't know if I really want to date anymore. Like, the single life, it's cool because I'm focusing on myself and my career. But now I feel like I'm putting too much energy into it. And I shouldn't care. I shouldn't care. Yeah. I was getting heated. We had to take a break right quick for the sponsor, you know. Yeah, man, gotta make sure the sponsors are coming in, you know. But yeah, like I was saying, at this moment in my life, I think I have decided to not really care about dating or meeting someone, because I have met a handful of people and it hasn't gotten me anywhere. And sometimes it's cool if it doesn't go anywhere. Sometimes it's just like, oh, I hang out and boom, there's no need for me to, like, talk anymore. Boom, deleting the person's number, unmatched from Tinder, all that stuff. But yeah, and the thing out here, me being in New York City, in Brooklyn, similar type of thing, similar type of vibe, as in, like, you have so many beautiful people. It's like you're in a candy store again, that whole scenario, and you have all these beautiful people. It's just like, oh my gosh, like you're a kid in a candy store. But you can't take it seriously. Dating now is just like, should I take it seriously? No. Because when you're caring too much and that person doesn't, you're going to get your feelings hurt. So I am at this point in my life where I'm not taking it seriously because someone is not really showing me that type of energy. Yeah, it's all about energy too. And at this moment in my life now, I decided like I'm done with dating. Like, I really am. Like, watch my next episode, be like, oh my gosh, I saw this beautiful ass woman on the subway and she like changed my life. I'm going back to dating. But yeah, I decided right now in my life that I'm gonna take a break off of dating. A single life is great, like, and of course I am constantly working on myself and focusing on me and my career, but I just want to put extra energy, extra time into myself, my career, this podcast that I just started for you guys and for myself. And like, a lot of great things are happening, you know what I mean? So I shouldn't have to like figure out, oh, if this, does this person like me? I don't know if I should like ask them to hang out. Over like going out of the way to communicate with people when I should just be really, when they don't even care, you know? So I shouldn't have to like, and I'm not in a mood to like, the thing like with me, what I've heard here with the whole dating scene out here is just like, this person, like, you'll be dating someone that everyone kind of knows, and there's like politics in the queer scene out here, and it won't be that serious because it would just be for play, not for, well, it would just be like, yeah, it won't be, so it'll be like casual type of thing where it's just very open and all this stuff. But it's just like, it's not my thing. I definitely support people who are poly, who are in poly relationships and all that stuff, but it's not for me. I rather have one person for myself. But when I am dating, it does feel like a poly type of thing, but it's not relationships. It's just like, sometimes it's like a hit and quit it, or it's just like, I just want to connect with this person. I don't even want to get intimate with them at all. It's just like really great conversating, or you can also really get great friendships out of it. I have gotten really great friendships out of meeting really cool people. They're so awesome. Shout out to them. Yeah, you know, you are the sleepyheads. But nah, but really, I have met some really great people. But yeah, I've decided to throw in the towel. Maybe next week it might change, but for right now in my life, I'm just tired of the whole game and I don't have time. Like, I'm not at a theme park. I'm not on a game show. Like, this is not how I want it to be done. It's very like, yeah, I don't like it. But let me stop ranting and get to the next thing, because yeah, oh my gosh, you guys, it is Afropunk this weekend. It is Afropunk this weekend. I am so excited because, one, this is my first Afropunk. Two, my first Afropunk, and I didn't have to pay for tickets. I got my tickets for free, and they are the weekend pass. So shout out to Afropunk and Propeller. And three, I get to see Jill Scott perform along with Masego and FK Twigs. But I really, really am excited about Jill Scott performing. Rico Nasty is performing, Jungle Pussy is performing, a lot of different great artists are going to be there, and DJs and stuff, and just like meeting some really cool people. Now I know there is a lot of, I know Afropunk has gotten a lot of backlash, there's articles, there's a lot of politics in it, it's very crowded and stuff, and people have been telling me. I'm just really excited to just have a really great time. Now my plan is to go. I am planning on going. I am going by myself. I am planning on biking there, bicycling there, and having, hopefully I can bring a backpack, but having a backpack with water, ice maybe, some wipes, hand sanitizer, because when you're at a festival that big, or any type of music event where there's a lot of people, or any type of event where there's a lot of people, have hand sanitizer, because people are nasty out here. So that, I should bring some depends too, because I can only imagine what the damn porta potties are going to be like. But that, just wet wipes, hand sanitizer and stuff like that, just making sure I be prepared, and wearing like loosely fitted stuff, loosely clothing, make sure I'm airy, all that stuff, all that jazz. But I'm really excited, and I'm going to be there by myself. I do have some friends that's coming from LA, so I'm excited to see them, but I'm pretty sure I'm going to be seeing people that I've met here in New York City there at Afropunk. But I just plan on just enjoying the festival, the whole thing. I'm expecting, from what people are telling me, but then I'm also expecting the unexpected. So yeah, I know it's going to be crowded, so I'm going to have my walking shoes on. I'm going to be amazed. Hopefully we get a photo in from a couple of photographers, do some really cool makeup, get some really cool jewelry. That part, man, I'm really excited. And a lot of stuff, there's been a lot of pros and cons about Afropunk lately, but for me right now, as a human being, I just want to experience it for the first time without all the negative stuff that has been happening with the articles and all that stuff. So boom, that part. Yeah. Oh, you guys, I did have my agent meeting, my agency meeting, and animation meeting / code reading. So sending that up to God and the universe to bring back great news from both of them, and we get the ball rolling. And now it is time for corny joke of the day. You know, guys, I'm a corny person, and you know I like my jokes. So here we go. What's the difference between the bird flu and the swine flu? One requires treatment and the other an ointment. Wasn't that funny? Oh my god. I'm laughing so much. Okay. I know y'all don't would be. I might start doing this thing where I'm reading songs dramatically. I think I'm gonna start doing that starting next episode. And then soon I'm gonna have my first guest, so you guys look out for that as well. But yeah, man, I love you guys. Make sure you guys are talking to yourself kindly. I have a thing of doing that, of like talking to myself badly. I need to start, you know, continue talking to myself kindly and like saying affirmation. Words are very powerful. Your tongue is very powerful. That's what they said. That's what she said. Boom. But yeah, man, affirmations, speak great things with your life. Beautiful beings, I love you guys. You guys are awesome. Shout out to the people who have been listening. We're small now, but we will be mighty soon. So I appreciate every one of you guys who are listening. I appreciate you so much. So until next time, peace.